Good morning. Praise God. We thank Him for another opportunity to live in Him, for Him. It's in Him we live and move and have our being. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Thursday morning. It's November the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2014. As well as the Hebrew year 5775. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Well, let us go to the throne of grace. My heart is just bubbling over with praise and with thanks to Him. I trust that yours is too. Had a wonderful night's rest and actually got up extra early today. I just was just excited about getting on the prayer cast, and I just felt the Spirit of the Lord stirring on the inside, jubilating over what God has done and what He's doing and who He is in the midst of all the stuff. Let us approach His throne. We want to do so with praise and thanksgiving. We want to go into not just the holy place, but the holy of holies. So let us go there. Father, we thank you today that you're with us. You tabernacle with men. Your name is Emmanuel, God with us. So today we draw near, wanting to be ever so much closer to you. And you've given us another chance, not only to achieve that objective, but to experience it on this day. For that we thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, whose blood makes the path clear for us so that we can interact with heaven on this day. Forgive us for all our trespasses, all our sins, all our faults, weaknesses. And establish once again our righteousness under the covering of your Son, Jesus Christ, through His blood. So we look to you today as the only source from which we can gain strength and from where our life comes. So we thank you today. We thank you for each one of our prayer partners that are on with us today. Visit each one of us in a special way today. We desire to present ourselves to you and before you and come even closer to you. This is a special day. This day is the first day of the rest of our lives. You've arranged it, Lord, that we will be alive on this part of the timeline of history. You designed that. That began in your heart. So how can we not be thankful and grateful and praise you and bow before your throne? Because you saw it fit to have us on the earth at this point in time and history. So we pray today that every word of our mouths, every meditation of our hearts would be acceptable to you, for you to view and enjoy coming from us, your creation. Have your way today. Speak to our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Minister to us as we come close and minister to you in praise, thanksgiving, and petitions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, this is Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next several minutes, 30 minutes or so. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to be a part of this. I thank God for allowing me the opportunity. And we trust today that whatever is said and done touches you, touches your heart, touches your life. It helps to moderate and to condition the atmosphere around you for the sake of the kingdom of God. It would stir the atmosphere where there's negativity, that would flee, and the positive love and righteousness of Christ would flow in powerfully. Where there's doubt, faith would come and push the doubt out. Wherever there is hopelessness, the hope of heaven will come and visit your heart, visit your life, wherever you are, right now, in the name of Jesus. Well, we want to, in fact, our theme today is focusing on His person and glory. And I believe in this season, and perhaps until the end, it's about the people of God getting nearer and closer to the Lord. And that's His desire, for us to have greater intimacy with Him. Every day we witness the power and the majesty of God in His creation, and we observe it. Like right now, it's raining out, and it rained quite a bit. However, the power and majesty of God in His creation, this should be the basis of our faith in Him and should help us in our prayer, our prayers. But then God calls us away from what He has done and turns our minds to Himself personally. It's about Him. The infinite power and glory of His person are set before us to meditate on. From there, if we launch out in prayer and faith, He will so answer our prayers and so work in us that His former work shall not be remembered. Therefore, what lies ahead in God's plan will be much greater. We're looking for the greater. We shall not be satisfied with the ordinary. We're looking to the greater because God is unfolding, that God's plan is moving in a direction towards a relative conclusion in terms of the earth and time. And so we want to participate in that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now imagine for a moment that all of your, this moment is, if you will, is the ultimate moment of your life up until now. Mine too. So how can we say this? This is the moment that you and I have been practicing for our entire life. Everything we've ever studied, everything we've ever learned is now stored in our brain. And the wisdom of our life experiences has reached its highest point so far, culminating in this very moment. So this moment is made up of all that you and I have ever learned and done. All of the moments of our life have added up to this very moment. So this moment is special. It's really special. So praise the Lord for that. Today, this moment, and the rest of the foreseeable future, we'll be drawing on the talents, our skills, and our wisdom that God has taught us by the Holy Spirit. For with the words and the actions of your mind, this moment, and through the subsequent moments this day, there's a display of what you've learned, what God has done, all that He has manufactured, if you will, created in your life. So we have time for praise. Let's praise the Lord for that. Amen. Well, if you would like to be heard, our protocol is you press the button 1 on your telephone, and you can be, your microphone will be made live. You may want to try that, a voice of praise, an amen, a shout, anything. Or if there's something on your heart that you may want to share in terms of a petition or a word of exhortation, know that you're welcome to do that, but the requirement is that you press the button 1 on your phone, and that makes your microphone in the studio live and you can be heard. Amen. Today we want to visit our prayer agenda, and there's a few things that are on the agenda that I've noted. One of them is we'd like to pray for, and you've heard us pray for her and mention her name many times before, and it's for Tammy, who's yet a babe in Christ, and we have reached out to her, haven't heard much from her over the last several weeks, and we're thinking that we need to pray for her. I believe the Spirit of God is leading us to do that. Forgive me if you hear an echo. That's the technology we have today. But it shall not hinder us from what we're doing. So going back to what I was saying, when the Holy Spirit places someone in your heart, you're thinking of them, that is the Holy Spirit quickening you to pray for them. You may not know why you're praying for them or what the circumstances are or what is going on with them at that moment, but you're to pray for them. And so that's what I did. I'm thinking about people quite a bit, and sometimes I haven't thought about a person in a long time. All of a sudden, you know, they're heavy on my heart. And so, just from experience, I know that means that I'm to pray for them, intercede for them. And you don't necessarily know what it is that, you know, that's going on, but it could be critical. So intercession is powerful. Let's pray for Tammy. Pray her strength. We know that she finished school. We know that she moved. She now resides in Irvington because she was commuting back and forth from New York City. She was staying over there and was part of a program over there of rehab and rebuilding and all those things. So she's done with that. And but we haven't seen her, laid eyes on her in about 3-4 weeks. And so we're going to lift her up before the throne of grace right now. Father, we stand in the gap for Tammy. You have changed and transformed her life, all to your glory. You did it by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't know what the circumstances may be at this time, but we know that you do. And we pray by your Holy Spirit, whatever the circumstance is, whatever the need is, that you would intervene as only you can on her behalf. If she's weak, strengthen her. If she is needy, all her needs are met by Christ Jesus. If she's discouraged, well, you're giving her right now the courage of the lion of the tribe of Judah. If she's hopeless, you're causing her by your Spirit to hope in you right now. We thank you, Lord, and we're leaving her in every situation that's in her life, the negative and the positive, in your hands, for you to continue to rule and overrule. And Father, if there's any weapons of the enemy, any plots of the enemy that's in play, we rebuke the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the adversary and we instruct him, command him to take up his weapons and to flee. We know, Lord, that you have her in your hands and that nothing can pluck her out of your hands. Nothing can separate her from your great love. And you did not bring her as far as you have to this point to abandon her. So we thank you for the good report, the overcoming report, the conquering report, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, if you'd like to speak, just press button 1 and your mic will be turned on and you will be heard. I trust that you have a praise report or a prayer request. We're praying for people all the time. And certainly when the prayers are answered, when God moves, God responds, our desire is that those praises go up so the blessings continue to come down. You're on live. You may speak. Thank you. Yes, we are listening.
Oh, you hear? This is
sure.
Florence.
Sure, we.
Yes, good morning. Going to
good morning. God bless you.
Your partners. I would like for you to pray for Willie Jr. this morning.
He's going in today for a procedure.
Open heart surgery. He went
to
procedure. It wasn't. They couldn't do the stent. Cause it was bad. And ago, you remember we prayed. It wasn't working.
Yeah.
There's a lot of damage to the heart, so they want to do surgery this open heart morning. So
that's happening today?
This morning. As soon as I get off, I'm going to try to get up there. As soon as I get off the prayer line,
Okay, so they're probably prepping him now.
Yeah, yeah. They said, you know, maybe around 7, but I think they have other tests run. He's a little upset. Okay. He's fine, but, you know, God is in control. That's what I can say.
Which hospital is that
going
to be?
He's going to Robert Woods in New Brunswick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, here's where we abandon ourselves totally to the Lord, because there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, in ourselves, and we come face to face with circumstances like that quite frequently in life, and here's where you have to. Lay hold of everything you know. And I can chuckle because I know God is able. You know, he's able. It can be scary, it can be frightening. However, God is in the room, in the surgical theater, if you will. He's with Willie Jr. and he's in charge, and our prayer today is that the medical team, and I thank God for these people. I mean, they love to do what they do. They come with a, you know, it's never a casual thing for them. They know the importance of this procedure, and they love to do it. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm glad that we don't have to depend on me doing that, because I'm not large for that, but these people are. And this is God's hand of mercy that's reached out to minister to Willie Jr. today. So we're going to charge the atmosphere in the surgery room there, an atmosphere that would allow for clear thinking, an atmosphere that would allow for healing hands to move accurately. Father, we speak peace to Willie Jr. right now. Certainly, this procedure, facing a procedure such as this, would produce anxiety. Right now, Lord, we speak peace over him, so that everything would run smoothly. All pressures and fluids and organs would be functioning properly to facilitate a successful result that we're expecting. Thank you for the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, every single person that has to do with this case today. Thank you for waking them up fully energized and ready to do their task successfully. Bless them in a mighty way today. And we speak healing, and the hands of the surgeons would be accurate in administering healing today, so that at the end of this day, the report is successful surgery, comfort, and continued healing. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who took all our illnesses and sicknesses to the cross to provide for us the healing that we need. Bless Willie Jr. right now, Lord. Give him peace in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Father, we also ask for peace for the entire family. Quiet hearts,
reduce anxieties, quell fears.
Mm-hmm.
You've not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind.
Yes.
So we receive the power.
Mm-hmm.
We receive the spirit of love. We receive a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, let us know. There's going to be a good report tomorrow.
Yeah.
That the surgery went well. Yeah, it'll be kind of a long day, but
I know.
It's in God's hands.
7 hours.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Got it.
I didn't hear you. You were saying something?
No, I just said probably about 6-7 hours maybe, but God is good. You said it's a long day. Yes. I said, yes, it's a long day. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Just
believing God is going to go well. And thank you very much.
God wants him well. That's for sure.
Yeah.
God wants him well, and I thank God that he's able to receive the procedure. There are places and situations where people are unable to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll just ultimately die. So God has already done a lot as it relates to his case. He provided, he's able to get that. It's a life-saving procedure, and his life is being saved and preserved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name today. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, Lord, to petition you like this, to come to you with our cares, things that concern us. We can stand in the gap for others. We thank you for the great privilege. You are certainly our God, and you're awesome. We thank you that you've created this opportunity for us to minister to you, to pray back to you what's on your heart.
Yes.
We thank you today. Amen. If there's someone else that would like to speak, you're live. Welcome. Okay. You're live. Someone hit the button one, but I'm not hearing them. Okay. Hold it.
Praise
all right.
The Lord.
You can be heard now. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Sister Florence.
Yes.
I'm just hearing in my spirit the Lord is saying that he's giving him an opportunity. He wants to give Willie Jr. a new heart.
Mm.
A heart for him.
Yes.
A new heart that will be a heart for the Lord.
Mm. Yes.
Praise the
Lord. Thank you. Yes. He needs to turn his heart to the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for that.
If I were him, I would.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, situations like these remind you of your mortality.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not here forever, and we can just as soon leave out of here. And certainly in times like these, let us pray for his salvation right now.
Jesus.
Father, we know what you desire. We desire that our brother would come to you and have a grand personal relationship with you.
Jesus.
That's your desire. We thank you for drawing him. We believe this circumstances designed to draw him closer to you, that he would recognize where his breath comes from, that it comes from you, and that his life are in your hands. Father, give him the revelation that just as how he has made a conscious decision to put his life in the hands of the surgical team.
Yeah.
It's even more secure in your hands. Give him that revelation so you can see that it will change and transform his entire life. And truly, he would have a new heart. Do what only you can do, Lord. And even while he's under, give him visions, dreams. Of your glory and your power, so that he comes up testifying at the end of this procedure, the end of this immediate recovery from the procedure, that he will share what he saw, believe what he has seen, and commit to what he heard of your Holy Spirit minister to you in a mighty way. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will move on the list, the agenda. This morning, the mayor of our city has a clergy meeting, which I'm proposing to attend. I'm invited. Let's pray for the mayor and for this meeting today. The mayor is leaning heavily on clergy to partner with him in administering this over the city. And so that's what the meeting is about. And that this is not new or unique in our city. It's new for this mayor because this is his first term. But what I've seen so far, what I'm believing, is that God is moving on the mayor himself to bring about a transformation in our city. And folks, in fact, the mayor is using that word tremendously. That word, as it relates to Newark, emanates and or originated from a group that I'm a part of and helped to found. I'm still on the founding board, and that's the Resident Ministers Alliance. So now that word is thrown around, hopefully, meaningfully, everyone is using it now, but restoration in Newark. And the mayor is on board with that. And so we want to pray for that meeting. Father, we invite the president today at City Hall, right in the room where the mayor and the clergy meet. Have your way. We speak peace over that environment. We speak peace into the atmosphere there. Charge the atmosphere with your presence today, so that your Holy Spirit is able to have his way and inject wisdom and love and sight and insight into that meeting. Have your way today. We're looking forward, Lord. We know that our help comes from you. And so we're leaning and depending on you. Be in our midst. We invite you. We welcome you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I would ask all of you that throughout this day, particularly this morning. The meeting begins at 10. It probably will go past 11:30 or 12. But between now and the midday hour, between, well, you're doing it now, praying for it now, but I'm saying, remember that event, because a lot of things turn on what happens, because there's a tremendous battle over the city of Newark because of its founding, designation, history, and destiny. And so there's nothing that will be done by the mayor or the clergy that is being done in a vacuum. There's opposition. Supernatural opposition that doesn't want the city to go forward. So your prayers, our prayers, are important. So meditate on these things today, because God founded this city several hundred years ago and has designated the purpose. Its name is Newark, and the founders of this city intended that this city would be as close as possible in representation to the kingdom of God. Excuse me. So that's what the battle is over. The enemy wants his prince demons to remain in charge, and God intends that they would be dethroned and ways made for the rulership of Christ. In other words, the environment acknowledges and worships the Christ. So that's what's at stake. That's what's at stake. It's awesome. As we wind down here, I'm going to continue on the agenda, but if you would like to chime in with a praise or either a prayer request, petition, an exhortation, some insight, well, just press the button 1 on your phone, and that would make your microphone here in the studio live, and you will be heard. I would like to pray for a brother by the name of Calvin. He was part of an organization called Freedom Ministries, and he was a key player in food distribution and helping people to get into rehab and detox. A really nice man. And however, since the passing of the individual who headed up that outreach, based on my observation, it seems that Calvin is basically lost. He has nothing to do. He was employed by that outreach. He seems pretty lost, and it really grabs my heart. So he hangs out around the facility. Their facility is closed down. It's locked up tight. But he comes every day and spends every day either sitting out there on the bench on the sidewalk or just milling around, walking. Every day that has gone on for more than 6-7 weeks, almost 2 months now. So I'm concerned. I know that he came from a background of substance abuse at one point, and that he had given his life to the Lord. And I'm afraid that unless something really happens to change and intervention occurs, he could likely, if he just continue on the track that he's on, revert back to his old habits. And I think that wouldn't be good. So let's pray for Calvin. I'm sure he's in a dark place and feels lost. I had a conversation with him and asked him if there's anything I can do. He kind of attempted to assure me that he's okay. Of course, I'm not convinced. That's why we're praying. Father, right now we lift up Calvin. We see his pain. We see his hurt. And Father, you know his heart. And you know exactly how he feels better than anyone else. We lift him up before you right now. We ask for a divine supernatural intervention to change the course of events so that you get the glory. And Father, I know that you don't forget. And I know that this man has done some good. And we know that you are a rewarder. We petition you today, ask you to reward him in a way that brings about peace for him, hope for him, and that his needs are met by Christ Jesus. So we pray for Calvin today. Bless him on today. Extend their faith. And we are looking to see what you do for your glory in Calvin's life. Bless him just the way that you've used him to bless people. Bless him in the name of Jesus, even on this day. Amen and amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord. We have just about 60 seconds left. Praise his name. So we want to leave with you something that you can carry with you all day, hopefully. So let's see if we can... Okay, let's get a benediction that will quicken us and stir us. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 16 and 17. 2 Thessalonians. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God in love, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Amen. Do the good works today. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. This was Global Time with Christ Jesus, and this is your privileged host, Aubrey Gregg. God bless you on this day. And remember, pray for us as we meet with the mayor, City Hall today. Praise God.